You're listening to Morning Edition here on KRCU, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. For years, this restaurant has remained a staple within the Sykeston community. It's the only place where throwing rolls across a massive dining room is socially acceptable. People come from all over the country to get their hands on some good old-fashioned Southern cooking. If you haven't guessed by now, KRCU's Lindsay Grogian and I made our next pit stop at Lambert's, home of the Throwed Roll. For this audio postcard.
My name's Jerry Johnson. I work at Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Missouri. Well, it opened up in 1942 by Earl and Agnes Lambert, and during the World War II, times were lean. They actually borrowed like $1,500 to open it up. It was a 34-seat restaurant, which was down the road. I grew up with Norman's sons. Went to school with them and stuff. But I've been here since I was 14, and I'm 44 now, so biggest part of my life's been in here. So, yeah, it's a lot, big part of my life.
When I started back in 1982, we wore brown suspenders, a big brown bow tie, and a derby hat. Yeah, brown derby hat that turns over. Yeah, so the red bow tie and suspenders, I love it compared to where we were 30 years ago. My name is Lee Blissett, and I work at Lambert's Cafe. I think what really got it going was when Norman started throwing the rolls. And I don't think he envisioned it to be this successful. I think he just was, you know, in the spur of the moment, a guy was yelling out, just throw it to me, and he just threw it to him. And it just kind of caught on from there.
Oh, this is a place where the only place here it is in Southeast Missouri that you can get the roll thrown. My name is Joe McClure, and I'm from Sykeston.
My name is Alex Carter, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm not much of a sports person, and this is awesome.
You can catch a throwed roll, right?
Yeah, I can't catch much else but a throwed roll. I think the first time I was here, I was in a cast in a wheelchair. And I was so close to catching one, but it bounced off my ear and then got stuck behind me. And it was a pain to get out.
I'm Jordan Carter, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. We come here whenever we pass it, whenever we go to St. Louis.
You got hit in the face by a throw roll.
I got hit in the face by a throw roll once. And then it landed on the floor.
Did they throw you another one?
Yes.
Did you catch that one?
No. I'm not really good at catching things.
I don't know. It's just something about we like to catch them while they're hot.
I got the chicken tenderloins, candied yams, and mashed potatoes with white gravy.
I've got beef tips and rice, the daily special. Comes with two vegetables, $13.95.
My name is Jennifer Johnson.
My name is Grant. Mom, I'm sorry, we're at Lambert's without you.
We've been going to Lambert's for many years with our family. It's kind of a tradition, and we were just traveling through and decided we needed to carry on our family tradition. We're brother and sister.
Everything here is about down home. The road, the food that you serve, and also the waitresses and the service that you get. It's like southern style.
It's southern style. It basically accommodates all walks of life in this area. So you have your business people, you have your farmers, you just have your regular layman people. But they can find something that they can associate to when they come here and eat.
With producer Lindsay Grogian for KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. To hear this story again and other stories, visit us at krcu.org.